And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
There were some inklings of hope last week in the seemingly endless congressional battle over pandemic relief legislation when the U.S. House narrowly approved a new version. As the nonpartisan experts at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities reported, while the new package is about one-third smaller in cost than the earlier HEROES legislation, it contains the same core elements, which together form a strong response to the crisis: food, housing, and income assistance to tens of millions of struggling households, including another round of $1,200 checks for each taxpayer and big improvements in unemployment insurance, as well as billions in state and local fiscal relief to avert budget cuts that would worsen hardship and further weaken the economy. Unfortunately, winning approval for the package from the Republican-controlled Senate and the Trump administration remains an uphill battle. Senate leader Mitch McConnell has accused Democrats of wanting to, quote, defund the police simply because the measure doesn't include $600 million in new spending on law enforcement. Happily, negotiations continue. The nation desperately needs a responsible compromise as soon as possible. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.